भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम्। देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जायमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 16 Chapter entitled How Parikshit Received the Age of Kali, verse 6. Asya padam bhoja makarandariyam satam kimanyai rasadalapair ayusho yad asadvyayah आयुषो यद् असद्व्ययः अथवा अस्य पदां भोज मकरन्द लिहां सतां किमन्यैरसदालापैर् आयुषो यद् असद्व्ययः अथवा पदां भोज लोटस फीट मकरंद लिहां ऑफ दोज हु लिक द हनी फ्रॉम सच अ लोटस फ्लावर सताम ऑफ दोज हु आर टू एग्जिस्ट इटर्नली किम अन्यहि What is the use of anything else? Asat, illusory. Alapai, topics. Ayushah, of the duration of life. Yat,
that which is.
Asad vyayah,
unnecessary waste of life.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: the devotees of the Lord are accustomed to licking up the honey available from the lotus feet of the Lord. What is the use of topics which simply waste one's valuable life? Purport: Lord Krishna and His devotees are both on the transcendental plane. Therefore, the topics of Lord Krishna and of His pure devotees are equally good. The battle of Kurukshetra is full of politics and diplomacy, but because the topics are related with Lord Krishna, the Bhagavad Gita is therefore adored all over the world. There is no need to eradicate politics, economics, sociology, etc., which are mundane to the mundaners. To a pure devotee who is actually related with the Lord, such mundane things are transcendental, if dovetailed with the Lord or with His pure devotees. We have heard and talked about the activities of the Pandavas, and we are now dealing with the topics of Maharaj Parikshit. But because all these topics are related to the Lord Shri Krishna, they are all transcendental, and pure devotees have great interest in hearing them. We have already discussed this matter in connection with the prayers of Bhishma Dev. Our duration of life is not very long, and there is no certainty of when we shall be ordered to leave everything for the next stage. Thus, it is our duty to see that not a moment of our life is wasted in topics which are not related with Lord Krishna. Any topic, however pleasant, is not worth hearing if it is devoid of its relationship to Krishna. The spiritual planet Golok Vrindavan, the eternal abode of Lord Krishna, is shaped like the whorl of a lotus flower. Even when the Lord descends to any one of the mundane planets, He does so by manifesting His own abode as it is. Thus, His feet remain always on the same big wall of the lotus flower. His feet are also as beautiful as the lotus flower. Therefore, it is said that Lord Krishna has lotus feet. A living being is eternal by constitution. He is, so to speak, in the whirlpool of birth and death due to his contact with material energy. Freed from such material energy, a living entity is liberated and is eligible to return home back to Godhead. Those who want to live forever without changing their material bodies should not waste valuable time with topics other than those relating to Lord Krishna and His devotees. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gaurat Vishe Namaha हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ऋषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च
पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
Shri Gauritai Bhagwan ki. So I seek the blessings of all the devotees present here, including senior devotees like Hasgiri Sradhisham Prabhu, that I can speak something worthwhile for the purification of my heart and for the glorification of the Lord. So here we are discussing the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So the sages of Naimisharanya have assembled and Suta Goswami is speaking to them. So as he is speaking, he has covered many topics, and the Pandavas have departed and Parikshit Maharaj is been enthroned as the king. And then in the previous verses he described how Kali was attacking the cow and the bull, and then the sages ask, why did Parikshit Maharaj not kill him? And they are very distressed to hear about how a cow was being attacked. And here they are saying, oh Suta Goswami, why are you speaking about such topics? Now only the topic is related with Krishna, please continue to speak. Otherwise, don't speak about it. So sometimes when we become serious about Krishna consciousness, materialistic people start thinking that we are very fanatical or insular. That means they think that why only Krishna? Why don't you hear about other things? Why don't you hear from other spiritual organizations? Why don't you read newspapers? Why don't you read other books? Why only Krishna? So here the sages are telling us that no, ayushoyad asadvyayaha, it is just a waste of time. So actually the goal of a devotee's life is to make Krishna his mental home in this world. Of course our home in the spiritual world is the place where the soul will get eternal shelter. But all of us have a mental home. Mental home means the place where our mind goes to by default when it has nothing to do. Just like, let's take a physical home. See, we go out of the home for some work, but as soon as the work is done, we come back to our home. That is the place where we feel comfortable, safe, happy, secure. So similarly, all of our minds have a home. That is where the mind goes to as soon as there is no other engagement. And that is where the mind feels comfortable, safe, happy. So, different people have different mental homes. You know, a cricket fan may have cricket activities as his mental home. When you have nothing to do, you see sometimes on the road, young boys are walking and they are just moving their hands as if they are playing cricket. Then you have somebody is throwing the ball. Some fans of some film stars may have those film stars. That's what they think of when they have nothing to do. That is their mental home. For a businessman, money is his mental home. How to earn money. And of course, for all conditioned souls, by default, sense gratification is their mental home. But Lord Krishna, in the Bhagavad Gita and the great sages in the Bhagavatam, several places talk about this. How we should we make Krishna our mental home. For example, in 12.19 in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Tulya ninda stutir mauni santushto yena kenachit aniketah stir matir bhaktiman me priyo naraha. He says, my devotee aniketah, he has no home, but stir mati. Mati means mind or consciousness. That mind is fixed. Where is it fixed? Mai arpita mano buddhir, is fixed on me. Similarly, in the 12th chapter itself, well, Krishna talks about the highest platform of devotional service in 12.8. He says, Mai eva mana dhatsva mai buddhim niveshaya nivasishyasi mai eva ata urdhvam na samshayah. Nivasishyasi mai eva. In this way, my devotee will reside in me. How will he reside? When his mind and intelligence are fixed in me. And similarly, in 10.9, the purport, Machitta madgata prana. Now, Machitta just means think of me. But Srila Prabhupada In the purport, or sorry, in the translation, he translates this not just as think of me. He says, the thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me. So dwell means a dwelling place, a home. So the thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me. Similarly, in the crest jewel verse of the Bhagavad Gita, Manmana Bhava Mad Bhakto, which comes twice, 9.34 and 18.65, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives in his Gita commentary, Sararth Darshini, gives an interesting analysis. He says, what is the difference between Manmana and Bhava Mad Bhakto? Manmana means to think of me, and Bhava Mad Bhakto means to become my devotee. So a devotee will think of Krishna, and one who thinks of Krishna will become a devotee. So what is the difference? He says, no. He says, even the yogis and the jnanis also think of Krishna as a tool to achieve their goal of yoga or jnana. Because they think of Krishna, why? To attain success in jnana. That means they think by meditating on Krishna, whom they think of as a manifestation of Sattva-Guni Brahma, we will become purified. And then we will merge into Brahman. So that's why in the 8th chapter where Kavim Purana Manusha Sitaram, there of course Prabhupada gives the purport from a devotional point of view. But there the yogi is meditating on the super soul in the heart in order to make a yogic advancement on the path of yoga. Not exactly to become a devotee of the Lord. So therefore he says, you should think of me in a way that you will give your heart to me, that I will come and reside in your heart. Manmana bhava mad bhakto. So the whole process of bhakti means that our heart, our consciousness, our mind should reside at Krishna's lotus feet. And the same thing is reiterated again and again in Srimad Bhagavatam also, where it is said, very beautiful verse, you can repeat after me. Dhautatma purusha Krishna,
Dhautatma purusha Krishna,
Padamulam namunchati,
Padamulam namunchati,
Mukta sarva parikleshaha,
Mukta sarva parikleshaha,
Panthaha swasharanam yatha. So here again the same example of a home and a traveler is given. Pantha, a person who travels, swasharanam, when he comes back to home, he never wants to go out if he has gone for a long and troubled journey. He just wants to come and stay at his home. Similarly, Krishna says, the purified soul, dhautatma purusha, Lord Krishna doesn't say, Shuta Goswami says, Parikshit Maharaj says this, dhautatma purusha Krishna pada moolam. The lotus feet of Krishna, here it is Padam Bhoja, the lotus feet of the Lord. Na munchati, he never gives it up. Why? Mukta sarva parikleshaha. So because when the pure devotee fixes his mind on Krishna, mukta sarva parikleshaha, he becomes free from all anxiety. And therefore he never wants to leave the lotus feet of Krishna. So here there is a very important difference between a sadhaka and an advanced devotee. Sadhakas, they can also speak Krishna Katha, but their mind resides in Maya. Whereas a pure devotee, when he speaks about Krishna, his mind stays in Krishna, dwells in Krishna always, and he also speaks about Krishna. And after speaking about Krishna also, his mind continues to dwell in Krishna. So that's why at our stage, because right now our mind is dwelling somewhere else, generally in sense gratification. So the process of hearing is the primary way by which desires are created. Hearing creates desires. When we hear something, of course, all the senses are there involved in the process of sense gratification. But hearing is very important. And in the 13th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna gives different processes of self-realization. Dhyanena atmani pashyanti kechida atmanam atmana anye sankhena yogena karma yogena chapare. He says, give dhyana yoga, jnana yoga, karma yoga. But then he recommends, what should one do? He says, a very easy and direct way. Instead of going to the jungle and meditating or trying to split your brain analyzing scriptures, he says, anye tvaiva majanantaha shrutva anyebhya upasate te pichati taranteva mrityum shruti parayanaha. So in this 13:26 verse, Lord Krishna says that just there are others who hear about me, and by hearing what happens? Te pichati taranteva mrityum shruti parayanaha. Shruti parayanaha. So before one can become Narayana parayana, one has to become shruti parayanaha. One has to become a devotee of hearing. And by that becoming a devotee, just by hearing, Tepi chati taranteva mrityum. One will cross over the cycle of birth and death and attain eternal life. Now this, so hearing is very important. That's why Srila Prabhupada writes in this purport that we are all eternal, but because of attachment to material energy, we have forgotten. But if we can connect ourselves with Krishna and give up the connection to material energy, then we can go back to Godhead. So by hearing about Krishna and his pastimes and the wonderful reciprocation between him and his devotees, our heart becomes attracted. Whatever we hear about, that's what desires are created. And when those desires are created, accordingly we mold our lives. That's why a devotee is in one sense insular. He doesn't want to hear about other things because they will create other desires. Now, Lord Krishna in the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita says the characteristic of such a sadhaka. In 2.41 he says, Vyavasayatmika buddhi ekeha kurunandana bahushakhayanantascha buddhayo vyavasayina. So one whose goal is one, his intelligence also becomes fixed. But if the goal is not fixed, then the intelligence becomes many branched. Krishna actually goes on, he says bahushakha, and not only bahushakha, anantascha. Because in this world, if one is not attracted to Krishna, one is attracted to sense objects. And how many sense objects are there in this world? Yeah. He says, Shari Ravidyaja, Jadendriya Tahekal, Jive Fele, Vishaya, Sagare. There is an ocean of sense objects, unlimited. Just go on the roads and you will see a parade of sense objects going on. It never stops. Just goes on and on and on. So Vishaya Sagare, that's why Bahushakhahi Anantashya. At unlimited desires come up and unlimited plans are made with the intelligence to try to fulfill those desires. So then Krishna explains in the next verse, what is it that causes this bahushakhaya anantashcha? What is it that prevents one from vyavasayatmika buddhi ekeha kurunandana? He says, yamimam pushpitam vacham pravadantya vipaschitaha vedavadarataha partha nanyadasti tivadinaha. He says, these people who hear the flowery words of the Vedas. So in the second chapter, Krishna has earlier talked about Karma Kand from 2.31 to 37. And now he is talking about Nishkam Karma Yoga. So why? To achieve the goal of eternity. But what is it that stops them? He says, if you have heard too much of the Vedic scriptures. Krishna is talking about Vedic scriptures. Now what to speak about modern magazines and books. He says, even if we hear too much about the Vedic scriptures, which promise elevation to heaven, then these are flowery words, Krishna uses the word. Now this is very interesting. Pushpitam vacham, flowery words. So the flowers are very attractive. But although the flowers are attractive, they are short-lived. Their beauty, their charm, their attraction is short-lived. So when we say flowery words, the words appear very attractive. But when we get those objects, they are no longer very attractive. So this verse applied to our context can also mean all the advertisements that we see. They are also pushpitam vacham, flowery words. And then what happens? Yam pushpita pravadantya avipaschitaha. So vipaschitaha means discrimination. Those who don't have discrimination. So what happens to them? By hearing all these flowery descriptions, then our mind gets attracted to those things. And in the Bhagavatam says that Shrotavyadini Rajendra Nrunam Santi Sahasrashaha Apashyatamatva Tattvam Griheshu Grahamedhinam. He says the materialistic people have Sahasrashaha, have hundreds and thousands of subjects to discuss about. So, because I write for Back to God magazine, so His Holiness Jayadvait Maharaj sent me a book about how to write magazines or how to run magazines. And that was based in America. So I was saying what kind, so in that they are given what are the different kinds of magazines that are there. And there it is, so there are literally hundreds of magazines on dog care. Hundreds of magazines on dog care. In fact, there is one daily newspaper on dogs. Your dog. No, my dog. That is the name of the newspaper. Like that there are so hundreds of subjects that materialistic people talk about. So Nrunam Santi Sahasrashaha. These are just for entertainment, which there are so many subjects. And then there are, that is at a gross level where it's clearly sense gratificatory. Now in that there we have nasty novels and magazines, or we have news novels and magazines, we have sport novels and magazines, that are just for sense gratification. Now, even for intellectual study, if we see, there are so many subjects and so many books. And these just, even if somebody decides that I want to study material subjects, it's unlimited. Just as Krishna is unlimited, Krishna's material energy is also, when we try to study it, it's turatyaya. We can't understand it. So modern educational system, their study is something like a prisoner studying everything about the prison except the lock and how to open it. No, he studies the wall. Okay, what is the cement and concrete used to make the wall? He says, okay, what is the window? What are the glass? What is the type of the glass used? The flooring? What tile is used? You study everything about it, but never study how to open the lock and come out. Like that, in the modern education system, people study everything. What kind of things are there that they don't study? There are people who do PhD theses on the growth rate of a grass and how to increase that. One of my friends did his PhD, I mentioned this earlier also, in increasing the longevity of a water bubble. Increasing the longevity of a water bubble. Why? Because there was some soap company which was offering a big stipend because they wanted to make luxury soaps. Luxury soap so that wealthy people, when they apply soap on their body, the foam will gradually tickle down and give them a nice tickling sensation. So to increase the longevity of a water bubble, can do a PhD in fluid mechanics on that. So there are unlimited subjects to study. Nrunam santi sahasrashaha. So, but what is the result of all this? Apashyatam atma tattvam. One never is able to see the atma tattva, the soul or the spiritual reality. And in the same sequence, Krishna goes on. He says, now all these subjects, if you read the advertisements or if you read the brochures, the promotional material for any of these sense gratificative subjects or even academic subjects, they appear very attractive. But they are all temporary. They do not lead to anything lasting. And that's what is the end result of this? Bhogaishwarya gatim prati. All this is meant for two things, for sense enjoyment and for influence. Affluence and influence, bhoga aishwarya. And then Krishna says, what happens if one gets caught in this? Bhoga aishwarya prasaktanam taya paharita chetasam vyavasayatmika buddhi samadhau na vidhiyate. So Krishna said first in 2.41 that we should have vyavasayatmika buddhi. And now he goes a complete circle and says, if we hear too much pushpitam vacham, if we hear the flowery words glorifying sense gratification and mundane subjects, then as vyavasayatmika buddhi samadhau na vidhiyate, that one-pointed intelligence to practice Krishna consciousness will never rise. So that's why a devotee is careful. We have limited time and we have so many material desires which we have to give up. And we have very little spiritual desires. So if we continue hearing about material subjects more than what is necessary, then that will itself create desires. Actually, even if we read subjects which are not directly sense gratificatory, like self-help books are there, they are also written by people whose goal of life is sense gratification. And that also disturbs us. That also creates sense gratificatory desires in us. Now, the same sequence Krishna goes on and talks about Shravanam. He says one will come to a stage where one becomes so advanced and purified that one is not disturbed by whatever he hears. So that he describes in 2.52 and 53. Yadate moha kalilam buddhi vyati tarishyati tadagantasi nirvedam shrotasya shrutasya cha. So he says, when yadate moha kalilam, kalilam means forest or jungle. So now buddhir vyati tarishyati, when the intelligence has crossed out of the dense forest of illusion. This is not a forest of trees, this is a forest of illusion. Date moha kalilam buddhi vyatitarishyati. When the intelligence has gone beyond, then tadagantasi nirvedam shrotavasya srutasya cha. At that time, one will not be worried by whatever one hears. Whatever you have heard now, and Vishwanath Chakra Thakur is purport says, Shrutasya cha. Krishna is using future. Why?
So in the future also, if we hear something about sense gratification, we will not become attracted. That is the stage of an advanced devotee. Now this concept of Moha Kalilam, forest of illusion, is worth exploring. Now when we study scriptures, one of the exciting aspects of scriptural study is to what Devamrita Maharaj calls cross-scriptural correlation and confirmation. That means the same concept which we see in one book, we see the same concept described and explained in a different way in another book. So this forest of illusion is also talked about by Kulashekhar Maharaj in his Mukundamala Stotra. He says if we are not remembering Krishna, if we are not having Krishna as the goal of our life, then Amnaya Bhasanan Aranya Aranya Ruditam. He says even the study of the scriptures is like a child crying alone in the wilderness. Study of scriptures is like what? A child lost in the forest and crying. Now if a child is crying in a city, then somebody will come and help. But in the forest, if he cries, only the tigers will come and catch him and eat him. Then nobody is going to come. So this is such an amazing and frightening analogy, that scriptural study can be like, if we are lost in a forest, you know, everywhere we see trees and there is no path. So whichever way we go, it appears the same. So like that, the buddhi, the intelligence of the conditioned soul is lost in the forest of illusion. And that's why, now this is important, he has intelligence, but he doesn't know what to do with that intelligence. Because he doesn't know what to do with that intelligence, so it's lost. And he studies scriptures also, and based on scriptures, he makes his own goals for life. As Krishna says, Vedavad Ratha Partha Na Anyad Astiti Vadina. He studies the Vedas for what? For sense gratification. So it's like Aranya Ruditam. One is lost in a jungle, and one doesn't know which way to go in life. Now in 2.66 purport, Prabhupada makes a very interesting point, Nasti Buddha Yuktasya. He says, disturbance of mind is due to lack of an ultimate goal. Disturbance of mind is due to lack of an ultimate goal. And there Srila Prabhupada explains further that for a devotee, his goal is to develop his relationship with Krishna, to serve Krishna. And if this is the goal, whatever be the situation that comes in life, we can always continue to serve Krishna and act and respond in a way in which we can further that relationship. But if we have any other goal, if we have a goal for sense gratification, gross or subtle, then we will become disturbed when upheavals come in life. So this is, Krishna is telling that, Yadate Moha Kalilam. So once one goes out of this forest of illusion, then the intelligence becomes completely fixed. And in samadha vachala buddhis tada yogam avapsisi. That is the stage of samadhi. So samadhi doesn't mean that one has to go into a forest or a hermitage somewhere in the Himalayas and try to sit in a yogic posture. There are many yogis who do that. They go into samadhi, but they don't get any samadhan. So they come back and start hospitals or schools. But the Bhagavad Gita teaches us that we don't have to search for a hermitage anywhere in the jungle. The hermitage is there in our own heart. Krishna is present in our own heart. And if we can discover the presence of Krishna in our heart and our mind becomes fixed on that Krishna, then that is samadhi. So when a devotee engages in devotional service under the guidance of the Vaishnavas, then he can gradually, by the rendering of service, attain that samadhi where his mind becomes fixed in the service of Krishna, and his mind takes shelter in the remembrance of Krishna. Now Gaurang Prabhu, when he had come, he was talking about four kinds of dhyan. There is Rupa Dhyan, Leela Dhyan, Seva Dhyan and Naam Dhyan. So after the class I asked him a question, are all these dhyans equivalent? Are all of them equipotent? That means, do all of the dhyans, are they equally transcendental? He said, at the absolute level, yes. But unless we do sufficient Leela Dhyan, unless we hear the Leela, there won't be any Seva Dhyan. We will do the Seva, but the Seva will be in material consciousness. It won't be in spiritual consciousness. The Seva will be done. We think that I am doing it and I will become famous and respected by that. So, So we have to hear about Krishna sufficiently. And when we hear about Krishna, then our whole life gets oriented in such a way that we can serve Krishna lifelong. And we can remember Krishna while doing that service. So therefore, the devotees are not fanatical, they are intelligent. You know, we have got this opportunity for Krishna consciousness after so many lifetimes. And why should we squander it for a little intellectual or mental titillation that comes by hearing about other subjects? And that is the characteristic of Srila Prabhupada's purports. Srila Prabhupada's purports, they focus on the essence. As Prabhupada Saragrahi Vaishnava. So whatever be the subject that is going on, now the commentators on the Bhagavad Gita, the scholars, they go wild saying that Prabhupada translates everything as Bhakti Yoga. But Karma Yoga Prabhupada says devotional service. Gyan Yoga Prabhupada says devotional service. Why? Because Prabhupada knows that that is the goal. And that is the goal that Krishna also points out at the end. So Prabhupada stays fixed on the goal. And when we stay at Prabhupada's lotus feet, hearing from him, then we also stay fixed in the goal. Now going further, in the Bhagavad Gita, in the fourth chapter, Krishna talks about different kinds of yajñas. And there he says, Shrotradin indriyananye sanyamagni shujuhyati shabdadin vishayananye indriyagni shujuhyati. So in this 4.26, Krishna is telling that the transcendentalist, what does he do? He, Shrotradin indriyan anye, he takes the indriyas, the senses, and the primary among them, Krishna notes, is Shrotra, is ears. And he offers the ears in the fire of mental control. This is again an interesting visualization. In the yajna, it just doesn't mean that we take some ahuti and offer it in fire. The basic principle is, some especially skeptically minded people think that, no, ghee is so precious. Why put ghee in fire? Why put the ghee in fire? The ghee is so precious and it can be used to make so many preparations deliciously. But the idea in yajna is not just putting ghee in fire, but it is the principle of sacrificing what can give us pleasure for the pleasure of Krishna. That which can give us pleasure, we sacrifice it for the pleasure of Krishna. So the Vedic literature describes that yajyo vai Vishnu, that the fire sacrifice, the mouth of the fire is the mouth of Lord Vishnu. So what we are doing, the ghee which we can eat and enjoy, we are offering it to the mouth of Lord Vishnu. And then what happens? By that sacrifice, we become purified. So similarly, the ears, we can hear about many subjects and that can give us pleasure. But Shrotradin Indriyanaye Sanyamagni Shujuhati, that means we take this faculty of hearing which can give us pleasure and offer it in the fire of mental control to Krishna. That means our hearing faculty can give us pleasure in various ways. Temporary short-lived pleasure it can give us by reading comics, by reading all the things that we discussed earlier. But a devotee takes that faculty and offers it to Krishna. And this itself is a yajna. And by this yajna what happens? Sarve pete yajna vido yajna kshapita kalmasha yajna yajna shishtamrutam bhujo yanti brahma sanatanam. Krishna explains, by all these types of yajna what happens? Yajna kshapita kalmashaha. All the impurities in the heart become purified. They become removed. And then yajna shishtamrutam bhujo. Yajna shishta is the remnants of the sacrifice. So it's not that we lose. When we offer the power of hearing to Krishna, then yajna shishtamrutam bhujo. We delight in the amrut of the remnants of that yajna. So but that the Krishna katha that comes through our ears into our mind and our hearts, when we hear, what happens? Yajna shishtamrutam bhujo. We enjoy that and yanti brahma sanatanam. We attain the spiritual sky. We go back to the spiritual world. So therefore, the hearing process is also a sacrifice. And we may not enjoy it at the sadhaka stage. And our mind may delight in many other things. But we should know by this we will attain eternal happiness. And if we do anything else, we hear of other subjects, then what is the result? Ayushoyad asadvyayaha. It's just a waste of life. The Bhagavatam says, Ayurharati vaipumsam udyanastanchayanasau tasyarte yadkshanone uttam shloka kirtaye. It says that with every rising and setting of the sun, with every rising and setting of the sun, what is happening? Ayur harati vaipumsam. Now harati means it's steel. Vishwanathaka Thakur explained that it's not just steel, it's forcibly take away. Like we say, bhoga ishwari pasatanataya apaharita chetasam. Haran. Haranti itanto yo, what is that verse? Itato api kaunteya purushyavishvapishita indriyani pramathini haranti. Haranti means pasamamana, forcibly drag away. So ayur harati vaipumsam. No, for us, our life is very precious. And we try to hold on to life. But what is with the rising and the setting of the sun? What they do? They're stealing away our life. So, what happens? When we had, a few years ago during a South India Yatra, we had gone to Rameshwaram. And there people come to see the sunrise and the sunset. And they consider it very beautiful. And they say, oh, this is so beautiful, the sun is rising or the sun is setting. And they think, and when they see it, Surya Dev ki jai, they sound loudly. But they are delighting in the sun stealing away their own life. Isn't it? Of course, if we are remembering Krishna, yada ityagatam tejo jagat bhasyate akhilam, we see that it's Krishna who is giving us light, that is different. But the rising and the setting of the sun is taking away, is stealing away our life. With every rising, ayur harati vai pumsam. And for whom? For everyone. Tasyarte chanonit uttama shloka kirtayo. Except for those who are engaged in glorifying the Lord. Those who are glorifying the Lord, they, what happens to them? If they every rising and setting of the sun, Krishna is coming more and more into their hearts. And their hearts are becoming attracted to Krishna. And their home is become, mental home is becoming Krishna. And if that happens, then even at the time of death, then we will be able to remember Krishna and go back to Krishna. So, it's, as Prabhupada writes in this purport, very sobering. Our duration of life is not very long. We know that. Earlier it has said, prayan alpayushya kala, kalavasmin yuge jana. In the Bhagavatam it says, alpayushya. But that alpa is also not sure. And Prabhupada said that, and there is no certainty of when we shall be ordered to leave everything for the next stage. It's a very interesting word, next stage. Now William Shakespeare said that life is a drama and the whole world is a stage. So in this drama we play different roles. In this life we may play the role of an Indian, in the next life we may play a role of a dog or a cat or whatever. Bhakti Vikas Maharaj write that, you know, people say live life king size. You see in the pushpitam vacham, the flowery words. So he writes live life king size, die rat size and be reborn dog size. So this is the result. Ayushoyat kshanavayah asadvyayah. So if we think that we will enjoy in this world itself, then we don't know when death will come. There is no certainty. Any time death may come, and if we are prepared for death, how are we prepared? That means our mind and consciousness should be absorbed in the thoughts of Krishna. And when you become absorbed in those thoughts, then by that, gradually, as soon as whatever work we are doing that gets over, we start thinking of Krishna. That means just like in a computer, we have a default drive. As soon as you open the computer, it goes to say C drive or D drive or whatever. So like that for a devotee, by the process of hearing again and again, our default drive for our brain, for our consciousness should become Krishna. Now the default drive is Maya. So sometimes, when we hear about Krishna, we start thinking, at least I can say from my life, that we start to tend to become familiar. We think, I have already heard this pastime so many times. But the purpose of hearing is not to get knowledge. The purpose is to become absorbed, to become purified. So when we hear new points about the Krishna conscious philosophy, that is an opportunity to expand our realm of remembrance of Krishna. But when we hear the same pastimes again, then that is an opportunity to deepen our remembrance of Krishna. When the same pastime we hear again and again, we contemplate on it, then our remembrance of Krishna becomes deepened. And in the 5th chapter, 17th verse, Krishna says how knowledge leads to purification and how the knowledge of spirituality can take us back to Godhead. What should be the result of knowledge? So he says, the knowledge should result in absorption in Krishna of four things. Tadbuddhayastadatmanastannishthas tatparayanaha gacchantya punaravrittim jnana nirdhuta kalmashaha. So jnana, we have got knowledge. But what should knowledge do? Nirdhuta kalmashaha. Our kalmashaha, or the impurities in the heart, should become removed by that. And how will that happen? Krishna says four things should result by that knowledge. Four aspects of our human personality should become fixed in Krishna. First, he says, tad buddhayas. Our buddhi, our intelligence should become fixed in Krishna. Then, we should become intellectually convinced that everything else is just a source of misery. Only Krishna and Krishna consciousness is a source of happiness. And after that, even after intellect is convinced, still the mind will go here and there. So then, tad atmanas, with the intellectual conviction, fix the mind on Krishna. Even if the mind goes here and there, bring it on Krishna. And not only that, tannishtha. So we fix our mind and intelligence on Krishna, but what about our faith? Do we have that Krishna will protect me? Krishna will take care of me? That faith has to be there. And then, tannishthas tatparayanaha. They are the karmakandi worshippers also who do these first three things. What do? They may hear about Kali or whoever, Ganesh, and they fix their intelligence, they fix their mind, they have complete faith. But what is their goal? Their goal is not their particular worshipable deity. Their goal is the sense gratification that the deity is going to provide. So not like that. Like the yogis also do. Therefore, tat parayanaha. So this verse is called the four-lane track to absorption. The fourth thing, we all talk about absorption. So how do we get absorbed in Krishna? By hearing about Krishna, these four things should be Krishnaized. Our intelligence, our mind, our faith, and our goal. When all these four become Krishnaized, then what happens? Tannishthas tatparan gacchanti apunaravrittim. So elsewhere in the Bhagavata 7:15, Krishna says that punaravrittino Arjuna, one comes back again to this material world. But gacchanti apunaravrittim, we go to that place where, from where we never come back. We go back to our eternal home in the spiritual world, back to Krishna. So I'll summarize quickly. We started first with how Krishna, by the process of hearing, Krishna should become our mental home before we can go back to our spiritual home in the spiritual world. And depending on what we hear, that creates desires. So right now, our home is sense gratification, mental home. So therefore, the less we hear about sense gratification, the more we hear about Krishna, the more our mental home will get transformed. But if we keep hearing about sense gratification, then as second chapter Krishna says, then vyavasayatmika buddhi samadhau na vidhiyate. So we should avoid hearing about Krishna so that we can get the one point determination to transform our mental home. And we feel there is so much enjoyment in hearing about other things, then that is the sacrifice. Now just as the ghee is sacrificed for the pleasure of Vishnu, the enjoyment that the hearing faculty can give, we should sacrifice that for the purpose of pleasing Krishna and getting purified. And what should happen by hearing? So that we become absorbed and purified, and our mind, our intelligence, our mind, our faith, and our goal all should become Krishna's. And then gacchantya punaravrittim, we'll go back home, back to Godhead. Thank you very much. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Shila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Bhaktavrinda ki, Itai Gaur Premanande.